Today is April 7th, 2026, and welcome to another episode of the AMD GPU Daily. We've got an exciting lineup of topics to dive into today, spanning the latest developments in AMD's software ecosystem, intriguing updates from the GPU landscape, and some noteworthy advancements in AI and machine learning. So let's jump right in. Hedlara, the MTech blog, has released a new series focusing on Tensor Descriptor and Composable Kernel, CK, for efficient GPU kernel programming. AMD's Interwave ISA sound card driver is receiving new patches to enhance Linux support, even for vintage hardware. Ubuntu 26.04 brings significant performance improvements for AMD's Ryzen AI Max Strix Halo. Intel has introduced its own neural compression technology, which could impact AMD's competitive landscape. Exciting developments in shader compilation as Intel works on the J shader compiler for its GPUs. Deep dive on the topics. Tensor Descriptor in Composable Kernel, CK. The Iraq MTech blog has launched a new series aimed at demystifying GPU kernel programming on AMD GPUs. This series starts with the Tensor Descriptor, a crucial concept for managing multidimensional data layouts. The Tensor Descriptor serves as an abstraction that maps logical coordinates to physical memory addresses. For example, if we define a k-dimensional tensor, t, d1, d2, d3, dk, accessing elements within this tensor involves a computation that translates logical coordinates into a linear memory offset using the stride vector. This series emphasizes the importance of understanding the underlying architecture and programming patterns to write efficient GPU kernels. It breaks down complex kernels into fundamental components, making it easier for developers to optimize their own implementations. The blog also introduces the concept of transform, which is a struct type that allows for hierarchical representation of tensors, enabling complex transformations and efficient memory access patterns. For those looking to enhance their GPU programming skills, this series is a must-follow. 2. AMD Interwave ISA sound card driver updates. In a surprising twist of nostalgia, the AMD Interwave ISA sound card driver is seeing new patches in 2026. This driver, which dates back to the 1990s and was based on the Gravis ultrasound technology, is getting updates to support suspend and resume functionalities. Developer Cassio Gabriel has contributed around 200 lines of code to modernize this driver, allowing it to work more seamlessly with contemporary Linux kernels. This is a fascinating example of how even legacy hardware can receive attention in the open source community, ensuring that older technology remains relevant in today's computing landscape. 3. Ubuntu 26.04 performance enhancements for Ryzen AI Max Strix Halo. Moving on to operating systems, Ubuntu 26.04 has been reported to deliver substantial performance improvements for AMD's Ryzen AI Max Strix Halo series. This update not only includes a new Linux kernel version, but also benefits from GCC optimizations that enhance both CPU and GPU performance. Benchmarks show that the Ryzen AI Max Plus 395 has made significant strides since its launch, with improvements noted in various high-performance tasks. The combination of enhanced software and AMD's hardware capabilities continues to solidify its position in the high-performance computing space. MOF4, Intel's neural compression technology. In a competitive twist, Intel has unveiled its own neural compression technology, which aims to optimize texture compression ratios for gaming applications. This technology is designed to work on GPUs without dedicated AI cores, which could make it a versatile solution across various hardware platforms. Intel's approach includes two modes, a high-quality mode that achieves a 9x compression ratio and a more aggressive mode reaching 18x. This could potentially impact the way textures are managed in gaming environments, particularly for developers looking to optimize performance and storage requirements. While Intel's technology shows promise, the real test will be in its adoption by game developers and how it compares to existing solutions, like NVIDIA's Neural Texture Compression, NTC. Intel's J Shader Compiler. Lastly, we have news about Intel's new open-source shader compiler, J, which is currently in development for its GPUs. This compiler is intended to improve graphics performance on Linux by providing a modern solution to shader compilation, similar to what AMD and NVIDIA have offered. Jay is designed to target Intel's Xe2 hardware and aims to deliver better performance than previous compilers. The early benchmarks indicate promising results, and as Jay matures, it could play a significant role in enhancing the gaming experience on Intel hardware. Closing thoughts. As we look ahead, it's clear that the GPU landscape is evolving rapidly, with AMD continuing to push the boundaries of performance through innovations like the composable kernel and tensor descriptor. Meanwhile, the competition is heating up with Intel's new technologies, which could reshape how we think about texture compression and shader compilation. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to track these developments in the world of GPUs and AI/ML workloads. The future looks bright, and we're excited to see how these technologies will influence the next generation of computing. Thanks for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily, and I'll catch you in the next episode.